shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a low that's sitting off the coast. It's going to be spreading rain across North Carolina today. I'll show you who in our viewing area will see it.
This morning, a health clinic here in Fuquay's Arena is reopening today. Just ahead, what services are being offered that could help take care of you and your family.
And we are one day away from Super Tuesday, but many people in North Carolina have already cast their votes. We'll break down early voting numbers as we look ahead to Election Day. Plus,
we went from zero to 100 pretty fast.
People in California are preparing for another round of snow today after a weekend of intense blizzard conditions. We have new video to show you of the powerful wind gusts as forecasters warn people are not in the clear yet. Just feet of snow there in California. We're grateful for our quiet weather and no snow to be found around here. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, certainly we had a quiet weekend after some of that rain moved along, but mild temperatures as well. It looks like March, Elizabeth. Spring's here.
Yeah, what a weekend we had. It was absolutely gorgeous. And then we're going to see more warm temperatures, but we're going to add some rain in for a couple of days. Today's one of those days. This is going to be a coastal low that's actually going to stay here off the coast, but it is going to wrap some moisture around across parts of our viewing area. Let's zoom in, and you can see there's a little bit of light patchy rain, mainly along the coast, headed toward Greenville, but nothing in our viewing area right now. What we see today is going to be very light and patchy. We take a look here. There's 6 a.m. All of that is to the east. But once we get into the middle of the morning, we'll start to see some rain from Clinton to Goldsboro to Rocky Mount at around 10 a.m. By lunchtime, it's as far west as Raleigh, but that may be as far west as it gets. That's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Goldsboro, Rocky Mount. So, I mean, you can see the farther east you are, the better chance that you'll see some rain. And that's the only place where it'll end up being widespread. We take a look at our potential for rain. Sorry. And again, it's mostly going to be near the coast. Our temperatures heading out the door this morning are mild, mid-40s in Roxboro and South Hill. We're looking at mid-50s elsewhere. And our highs this afternoon will be up near 70. Elizabeth, thanks. This morning, three young people are in police custody after authorities say they stole a car, then led one of the victim's family members on a chase that involved shots being fired. Yesterday, a family member of the person whose car was stolen spotted it at Lyons Park off Dennis Avenue in Raleigh. A chase then began with both cars weaving through traffic and gunshots being fired. WRL spoke with the driver whose car was hit by one of the speeding cars.
Literally, the car comes on the left side, darts in front of us and goes right. And we hit the car. The car kind of do a little spin in the street, and then they go up crossing. They shoot up crossing.
That driver says he is friends with the person whose car was stolen. The chase ended when a tire went flat on the stolen car. The three people inside ran away but were caught by police.
Johnston County deputies and State Highway Patrol are investigating what appears to be a shooting. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was at the scene on Live Oak Church Road yesterday. Crime scene tape was also blocking off a nearby fire station and a home on Monahan Court. People in the area say they heard gunshots and saw a car riddled with bullet holes in the area. We're working to find out if anyone was hurt.
Starting today, people who live in southern Wake County will have another option for medical care. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the Southern Regional Center in Fuquay's Arena with the kind of care the center will offer to people in that area. Kelsey, good morning.
Renee, good morning. This clinic will open here in just a few hours, and this is on Northeast Judd Parkway here in Fuquay's Arena. If you live in the southern part of Wake County, this could be a resource for you and your family. The Wake County Southern Regional Center hasn't been fully operational since before the pandemic. It's been closed to patients for more than a year. The clinic will offer prenatal care, pediatric care, and STD testing. The director of the clinic, Richard Hainer, says they accept Medicaid and most insurances.
Folks that we often capture kind of sometimes fall through the cracks, and we want to, we hear the regional centers are put near historically marginalized populations and communities that might have barriers to get to services such as transportation.
Spanish-speaking staff will also be available for patients just to ensure that language won't be a barrier for care, and that clinic will reopen this morning at 8:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Fuquay's Arena.
Today, city leaders in Durham will vote on whether to bring back gunshot detecting technology. Last month, City Council talked about the effectiveness of ShotSpotter during a work session. The city used the technology for a year in a pilot program that ended in December. It was used in a 3-square-mile area where police data shows the most shootings happen. Police say their response time to shots fired incidents was quicker with the help of ShotSpotter. Today, the city will consider entering a 3-year contract with the company for use in that same area. It would cost the city more than $650,000.
The hearing for a death row inmate appealing his conviction resumes this morning. 37-year-old Hassan Bakot's defense team is arguing racial bias was a factor in his conviction and sentencing in 2009. The outcome of this case could have implications for more than 100 people on death row in North Carolina. The hearing will start this morning at 10. You can watch a live stream of the hearing on WRAL.com.
This morning, the Durham Board of County Commissioners will be talking about funding for a new emergency alarm system. The county is considering the Rave Alert Pro system. It would allow emergency staff to send mass notifications through phone, text, and email, as well as an app. It would replace the current Alert Durham host system, which is called Everbridge. The cost to the county would be about $55,000. The board meeting is this morning at 9.
Investigators in Orange County are looking for two people tied to a deadly home invasion. This happened shortly after 12:30 Sunday morning at a home near Mebane on Highway 70, close to the Buckhorn Road intersection. Deputies say three armed men broke into the home where 58-year-old Jerry Driggers lived and demanded money. Driggers fired a shotgun, hitting one of the intruders. Someone fired back, hitting Driggers. He died at the hospital. Deputies found 28-year-old Brandon Hayes of Durham in the parking lot of a business near the home. He had been shot in the stomach. He underwent surgery, but we don't know anything about his condition this morning. Hayes faces first-degree murder and other charges. Investigators are working to find the other shooters.
North Carolina's primary election is tomorrow, but many people across the state have already cast their ballots. Early voting wrapped up Saturday after 17 days, and according to data released by the state, more than 9% of the state's eligible voters went to the polls during early voting or have submitted an absentee ballot. That's more than 689,000 ballots. Less than 2020, though, when nearly 794,000 people went early to vote or voted absentee ahead of Election Day. Polls open tomorrow morning, 6:30, and close at 7:30 at night.
Today, the Supreme Court could rule on whether former President Donald Trump's name can be kept off of ballots in some states. Super Tuesday is tomorrow, and Colorado and Maine are among more than a dozen states holding primaries. Colorado, Maine, and Illinois currently have barred Trump from the ballot. The states ruled Trump is not eligible to be on primary or general election ballots because of a clause in the Constitution barring someone who engages in insurrection to run for office. The justices have indicated it will issue at least one opinion today. Many are speculating the high court will also make a ruling.
WRAL is your Super Tuesday election night headquarters. We have the fastest results as they are counted on WRAL TV, WRAL.com, and on our news app. Look for the updates on all the big races every 30 minutes after the polls close on WRAL News Plus. You can find that on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum Channel 1257 on your smart TV and mobile devices. And throughout the night on air and online, we'll have insight and analysis from our NC Capital team.
For national coverage, NBC News will have a full wrap-up of Super Tuesday results from across the country at 10 p.m. on WREL. Our team of reporters will have you covered with the local races at 10 o'clock on Fox 50. Then at 11 here on WREL, we will have it all for you. The big local and state races and a recap of Super Tuesday from across the country. Today, Fayetteville City Council will learn more about efforts to curb mass incarceration. Dawn Blagrove, the executive director of Emancipate NC, will address the council during a special meeting. The group's goal is to educate and mobilize communities to fight against what it says is structural racism in the justice system. The special meeting will begin immediately after the council's work session, which starts at 2 this afternoon.
Ski resorts in California, including Mammoth Mountain, hope to reopen today after closing for the weekend because of powerful and dangerous blizzard conditions there. The storm dumped 5 to 7 feet of snow in parts of the Sierra Nevada mountains. It also packed winds up to 70 miles an hour, with some gusts reported to reach 100 miles an hour. The blizzard also forced major highways in the Lake Tahoe area, including Interstate 80 and U.S. Highway 50, to close.
New hope returns for a search restart in a decades-old plane disappearance to solve one of aviation's greatest mysteries. An update this morning to find Malaysia Airlines Flight 370.
Controversy on campus at the University of Florida after the school eliminated all diversity, equity, and inclusion positions.
There might be a long-term impact in terms of recruiting high-end talent based on the fear that, you know, this state isn't welcoming to diversity and inclusion.
And coming up, why education leaders say the push to end these initiatives comes from a misunderstanding of what it is.
And this is a live look at Apex down Salem Street. Today is going to be mild, with a chance for a few showers this afternoon and into the night. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will break down what we can expect for our work week ahead.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
And it's 4:44. We take a live look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. There is rain on the coast, and that rain is going to be spreading inland across our area as we head through the day today. And we're going to walk through the timeline. Most of it will be midday into the afternoon. You can see right around lunchtime, and we jump up to 20%, and then later on this evening up to around 40%. It's likely to stretch inland as far as Raleigh, but our western counties may end up staying dry today. We'll go through it on Futurecast in just a few minutes. We take a live look at Chapel Hill this morning. All is quiet. Our temperatures are on the mild side. Mid-40s to mid-50s. It's 55 in Fayetteville, but 46 in South Hill, 52 in Irwin, and 56 degrees in Goldsboro. Heading out for exercise this morning, it's nice out there. Temperatures are mild. We'll see a high of almost 70 degrees this afternoon.
Law enforcement in Mississippi is still looking for the people responsible for a shooting at a nightclub that killed one person and injured 12 others. This happened early yesterday morning at Club Oasis in West Point, about 2 hours north of Jackson. We know the person killed was a 20-year-old woman. 12 people are wounded but are expected to be okay. The sheriff believes there may have been several shooters. No one has been arrested. Investigators also say there was a security breach and they do not know how the weapon got into the club.
A decade after its disappearance, the search for missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 may resume. Malaysia's government made the announcement after a Texas-based technology firm proposed a fresh search in the southern Indian Ocean, where the plane's believed to have crashed in 2014. 239 people were on board when the plane left Kuala Lumpur, bound for Beijing. This Friday marks the 10th anniversary of the plane's disappearance. The firm Ocean Infinity has proposed another no-find, no-fee basis to scour the ocean floor, expanding from the site where it first searched in 2018.
University of Florida is getting rid of all diversity, equity, and inclusion roles across its campus. The school announced it will reallocate the $5 million initially used for DEI expenses, saying it will also eliminate about 30 jobs. Other schools in the state have also cut DEI programs. All of this comes nearly a year after Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law banning Florida's public universities from spending federal and state money on DEI initiatives. Critics of his say they think the push to end these initiatives comes from a fundamental misunderstanding of what it really is.
Governor DeSantis sees DEI as toxic. People love to think that DEI is only for African Americans, which is not true. It also applies to white women, Asian Americans, LGBTQ, disability students.
An NBC News analysis shows GOP lawmakers across more than 30 states have introduced measures to either limit or eliminate DEI initiatives altogether during this legislative session alone.
UNICEF is calling for urgent action in Gaza, where children who are dying of malnutrition are in desperate need of aid. The agency is calling for several reliable entry points to be secured to allow teams to bring in help. UNICEF says at least 10 children have died of dehydration and malnutrition in recent days at a hospital in northern Gaza. The director of UNICEF says their deaths are a direct result of the dangers facing humanitarian operations.
Three people who were on the Alaska Airlines plane when a door plug blew off mid-flight are suing the airline and Boeing for $1 billion. Boeing manufactured the 737 MAX 9 jet. The lawsuit says the incident was caused by negligence and the passengers suffering severe mental, emotional, and psychological injuries. Now, 2 months ago, an exit door came loose from the aircraft minutes into a flight in Portland, Oregon to Ontario, California. Boeing is already being sued by its shareholders and is still under investigation by the NTSB and the FAA.
Today, owners of local black-owned businesses will meet for a panel discussion about growing the community. Congressman Wiley Nickel is hosting the event at 3 this afternoon at the Garner Chamber of Commerce. 8 local business owners will be part of the roundtable discussion. They'll talk about the importance of access to capital and affordable housing, among other topics.
Trader Joe's is recalling its steamed chicken soup dumplings. The company says there's potential for the presence of hard plastic from a permanent marker pen. The U.S. Food Safety and Inspection Service says consumers have reported finding plastic in the dumplings. No illnesses or injuries have been reported. If you bought the affected products, throw them away or return them to Trader Joe's for a full refund.
An unusual chase on a busy interstate in Cleveland involved 2 galloping suspects. Video from the Ohio Department of Transportation shows 2 horses weaving through traffic on I-90. Cleveland police say the horses were from their mounted unit and had somehow escaped their stables. They were eventually caught and returned to their paddock.
That's a wild scene in Ohio. Elizabeth Gardner and WRL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at what's ahead for us today. And we can see from satellite radar, it looks kind of quiet out there, right?
Yeah, it's quiet right now for sure. We do have a low pressure system that is moving up the coast. That is going to spread rain inland across our area. It's rotating counterclockwise because that's what low pressure systems do. And it will spread rain inland about as far west as Raleigh. So if you're in some of our western counties, you may not see any rain today. And the farther east you are, the longer the rain will stick around today. Let's take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. We'll be watching this morning, but it's likely to be closer to lunchtime before we see very much rain in our viewing area. But it's made it as far east as Greenville right now. We'll take a look at Futurecast and show you the timeline for this. We'll start here at 4:45 this morning, where we are right now. And it's going to be quiet during the evening, during the morning commute. I don't think we're going to see much rain until we get to, say, mid-morning. So like 9 to 10 a.m. from Clinton to Goldsboro to Rocky Mount Wilson through Edgecombe County, we're seeing some of that rain. And it will just continue to push westward. By lunchtime, we could be seeing it from Raleigh and Fayetteville eastward, and then it will just send some waves our way. So at 2 o'clock, sort of the same story. The low itself will continue to move up the coast. So from Clinton southward, it'll start to taper off easily by 5 o'clock. But our northern counties then will start to see some from Roxboro to Rocky Mount to South Hill and Roanoke Rapids. And then gradually that pulls out. But it may be with us all the way until around maybe 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. But it, again, mostly will affect our eastern counties and our northern counties. We take a live look at Fenton and Cary. I imagine there were a lot of folks out enjoying some of these lawn chairs over the weekend. What gorgeous weather we had. And it's still mild out there, 53 degrees right now. Our temperatures will climb into the 60s by lunchtime. Right now it's 55 in Fayetteville and 43 in Roxboro. And we're seeing everything in between, but most of us are seeing low to mid 50s right now. Around town, 69 in Raleigh, 68 in Durham, and 70 in Fayetteville with those light showers that will be developing around the middle of the day. And our temperatures remain warm. It got so warm over the weekend. And you can see these yellow and orange colors. That's going to take us all the way into the weekend with very little change. So if you like these spring-like temperatures, they are here to stay at least for this week. Our normal high is 60. We're almost 70 today, 72 tomorrow, and then upper 60s Wednesday and Thursday. This is going to be a wetter week, though. Of course, we'll have that chance of showers today. Tuesday is dry, but Wednesday and Thursday may be wet, and we may be dodging some showers over the weekend as well. And a sure sign of spring, we spring forward on Saturday night. Of course, we'll lose an hour of sleep, but it's nice to have the extra daylight in the evening.
It sure will be nice. Elizabeth, thank you. Billy Joel got tech savvy for his new music video. His reaction to seeing himself through the decades with the help of artificial intelligence.
American Airlines will soon become the first U.S. airline to have a nonstop flight to Tokyo. Everything you need to know about this new flight, including when it will take off for the first time.